I am here on the first day of AirVenture 17, Amy Labota. I have a guest co-host this year. I have Jeb Burnside, who is the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine. And then we've been talking about disruptive technology. And so I want to keep on that theme. And to do that, I have a really cool company that comes straight out of Silicon Valley. I have with me Ryan Braun. He is the chief operating officer of UAvionics, a company that's advancing the state of the art in unmanned and manned avionics markets. They have a Ping and an Echo line of ADS-B products. And from what I can see, I think you have some of the smallest ADS-B boxes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ryan, welcome to Attitude Adjustment. How are you today?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing quite well. We're excited to be here at Oshkosh this year. It's a changing landscape, and you know, we think we're at the forefront of that, bringing some of these new technologies in. We're one of those companies that's working very hard to bring new technologies into the space and be able to get them into certified and uncertified aircraft.
How long has UAvionics been in business?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
We've been fielding product for about the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've started addressing the unmanned market. So we feel that there's obviously a huge upswing mm-hmm. in drones and unmanned aviation, but the entire company almost is all pilots. So we're a company of engineers and pilots. And so, you know, we're very...
That can be disruptive in and of itself.
Right.
People after my own heart.
That's right.
Yeah, we're a glutton for punishment. And, of course, we want to fly with our own products. You know, so it's a little bit of an ego thing. But, we feel very passionately about the space and about really everything that flies should have shared systems that allow us to be able to avoid collisions. And that's really the primary goal and the primary reason that we are founded. It's how do we solve this collision avoidance problem? And that's why we miniaturized our technology and why we've taken a very different approach than your traditional avionics manufacturer. What they've done is great, but we are looking at bringing these to platforms that weigh grams, ounces, not things that weigh thousands
and
of pounds.
Just this last couple of weeks, you've made something of a splash with a new product in that realm. What, can you tell us about that?
We have, yeah. We've introduced what we believe to be the world's smallest ADS-B receiver, Wi-Fi ADS-B receiver.
ADS-B-N.
Yeah, ADS-B-N. That's a dual-band receiver, so it's traffic, weather, gives you a fairly complete traffic picture. It's very similar to what you would receive with a Stratus 2S, but it's quite a bit smaller, quite a bit less weight, and quite a bit less money, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We've partnered with 4Flight to bring this product to market, and we're really excited to be introducing that here at the show. If people are interested, they can stop by either our booth or the 4Flight booth, see that in action, and it's available for purchase here as well as on Amazon. The product itself is the size of, I guess, a pack of gum.
Yeah,
yeah, USB
yeah.
stick. And it's differentiated from a Stratus or similar in that it does not have internal batteries, does not have GPS. But what it does provide is your traffic and weather, which through quite a few iterations, we found that's what people are really interested in. And it plugs into either a small battery pack or cockpit power with a USB adapter.
It's been a couple of years since a kind of a homebrew ADS-BN receiver was out in the field, called Stratix,
mm-hmm.
using a Raspberry Pi microcomputer and an external power supply and some
software.
You
built one, didn't you?
I did, kind of as an exercise to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
It works. It worked. I still have it. I have some other receivers these days, too. To what extent was that kind of a genesis or a starting point, if you will, mm-hmm. for your new product?
Yeah, we've certainly been interested in that market and what Stratix and Chris Young, the founder, has been able to do with that. I think it's a fascinating study in how homebrew and how people can influence the market, because what it did was prove that people were interested in low-cost ADS-B receivers and that people were really hungry for a solution that increased their level of safety.
Right.
So there's plenty of people who still will make those devices and really enjoy that aspect of things. What we try to do is make something and productize it a little more, make it a little more foolproof for folks. And I think there's certainly room for both of those in the market.
This is smaller.
This is a lot.
This is elegant.
Much more elegant packaging. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know what we were based on was miniaturizing and power reducing, because for the applications that we work on, that's absolutely required. So what you'll find is our small low power device will run on a lipstick USB battery for 24 hours, you know, for an entire day. So it's very different. It doesn't get hot the same way some of the traditional legacy ADS-B receivers that often had problems with power and fans and shutting down. This is really, all of our products are designed around a core chip that we've developed, and that's why we're different. Mm-hmm. We've differentiated by making a large investment in a chip that speaks ADS-B, and that was absolutely required to get to the size, weight, and power that's necessary in unmanned aviation, but it also now is bleeding down all of these benefits into manned aviation.
Well, you've got a prototype. You're sitting here. Right. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have a prototype ADS-B out device. We currently sell quite a bit of ADS-B out into the experimental and LSA space, but we're working very hard with the AEA, with the FAA, on being able to have the easiest to install ADS-B out solution. For a lot of people, ADS-B is a grudge purchase.
Right? Well, they're dragging their feet.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah, and we're on Quip 2020, and if you look at the cost of current installs versus what people are willing to pay,
there's a gap.
It's a huge gap, and it's installation cost is what the real primary driver in that gap is. If you can make $1,000 ADS-B device and it costs you $2,000 to install it, you didn't really help anyone. So I think a lot of this innovation is being driven on how we can do some alternate both means of development and different types of installation. And so what we've done with this product that we call Sky Beacon is to replace one of the position lights on your aircraft with an ADS-B transmitter. So it has a built-in GPS, and it has a built-in UAT transmitter, very similar to what you might buy from any number of other manufacturers for your ADS-B solution. But because we're able to use our very miniaturized technology, we can put it in a very different form factor. And because it's very low power, your typical nav light or position light consumes 20-25 watts. What we do with this, the LED consumes 1 watt, and our entire transmitter consumes 1 watt.
Oh my God.
It's so much more efficient than your traditional light, and it will allow people to retrofit, and we're working very hard to have that certified through the SDC process with the AEA.
That's fascinating. We're speaking with Ryan Braun of UAvionics. This prototype product, I mean, just the size and what you're telling me about the wattage and the installation, the time it takes to install the product. These are all the problems. You've got something to solve it.
Yeah. And I have to eat a fairly sizable piece of humble pie. I made a statement a year or so ago that all the ADS-B avionics and equipment is already out there. There won't be anything new coming out.
I can't believe you said that.
I know. Now, obviously, that's no longer the case. And we're going to see, I think, some more innovations between now and 2020.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I felt the same way, and we were warned coming into the market that there's no room anymore. And there is room for innovation, and people have spoken. They want something different. They want something less expensive, easier to install, more elegant. And this is literally a 4-minute install is what we quote, because that's what it takes to unscrew it and
Well, they say there's still what, almost 100,000 airplanes to equip?
At least.
And of that 100,000, there's a significant percentage that could answer the problem with that, and that isn't going to take long to install.
No, and the fear has been the shop backlog. So if it's going to take 2 weeks to go get your airplane retrofitted, we can never do this by 2020. Well, this eliminates that argument completely, because it is a couple-minute install. We'd love it if If the end user could install it, depending on how things work out, it'll probably be AMP, go to the shop, 10-minute install type of thing. But it changes the game on that backlog that's been so concerning to the FAA and industry groups as well.
That's
changing the game, disruptive technology.
Yeah. One final question, or one of my final questions. What software does the device work with right now? Obviously, 4Flight.
Yeah, this one works exclusively with 4Flight.
Okay.
And we've been able to have some really, I think, innovative performance enhancements by having that tight integration.
Okay, that's wonderful. UAvionics, where are you on the web?
We are at uavionics.com, which is UAvionix.com.
UAvionix.com.
You've got it.
Memorize that, people, because I'm telling you, things are changing, and you're going to like to see what the changes are. Attitude Adjustment, this is Amy Labota and my wonderful guest host, Jeb Burnside of Aviation Safety Magazine. Thanks again for being here.
My pleasure.